It is our privilege again this morning to mark a child with the sign and seal of the covenant, and especially for me, this being my seventh grandchild. I'm always able to go up to Andy Georgiadis when folks are here, and I always point to people and I say, Andy has some of the most beautiful grandchildren I've ever seen in my life. Well, I have the privilege of doing that today too with Fred Schreiber, who is with us. He has some of the most beautiful grandchildren I've ever laid my eyes on. And for those of you who are visiting, my daughter is married to his son, so it's a wonderful time. Just a very brief time. I don't have a lot of time to give an entire polemic on why we believe in the baptism of infants, children. Actually, we don't believe in infant baptism. We just believe in baptism. Misnomered as infant baptism some. But we know from the Old Testament that children were included in the Old Covenant. Boy babies at 8 days of age were marked with the sign and seal of the covenant of circumcision. And in the New Testament, we do not see that the children are no longer a part of the covenant, but we see an expansion of the covenant, whereas baptism has replaced circumcision, and we see that both men and women, both boys and girls, we receive the sign and seal of baptism, the outward washing with water, which is symbolic of the inward work of the Holy Spirit. We do not believe that water baptism saves, whether it's in infancy or 13 years of age or 70 years of age. It is the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that washes away our sin. Baptism marks us as being a part of the covenant family of God, and it symbolizes the work of the Holy Spirit, that washing and regeneration that Jesus told Nicodemus about. You must be born again before you enter the kingdom of heaven. Fred and Carrie and Betsy and the Schreibers, if you'll come. Several weeks after Olivia was born, we were going to baptize her, but Fred became very ill and was not able to come from New Mexico to be here with us, and so we postponed it. Many of you prayed for Fred at that time, and we're thankful that he's made a complete recovery and he's able to be here and be a part of this today, and we thank the Lord for that. Okay, Fred and Carrie, do you acknowledge your child's need of the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit? Do you claim God's covenant promise in her behalf? And do you look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for her salvation, even as you do for your own? Do you now unreservedly dedicate her to God and promise in humble reliance upon divine grace that you will endeavor to set before her a godly example, that you will pray with her and for her, that you will teach her the doctrines of our holy faith, and that you will strive by all the means of God's appointment to bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? And to the congregation, I would ask, would you assist these parents in the responsibility of the Christian nurture of this child? Would you indicate by raising your right hand? I know they've moved around a lot, and we know the day will come they'll be back here in Panama City, so that's it. Olivia Eden Schreiber, child of the covenant, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to be here this morning, to be with this family, to be with my family, to yet see another child that you've blessed us with. And we pray, Father, that she would indeed grow up to know you and love you. And what we have symbolized here with water today would be the inworking of your Holy Spirit in her life. Bless her family. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing the first stanza now of Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. us not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Lord, sing my morning, new mercies I see. All I have need.